From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has accused Iran of supplying Houthi rebels in Yemen with a missile fired into Saudi Arabia in July. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley called on the U.N. to hold Tehran accountable for violating two Security Council resolutions. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of direct military aggression after a missile was fired from Yemen toward Riyadh Saturday. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
There was a missile shot into Saudi Arabia. The believed target was the airport or somewhere close by the airport. Imagine if that had happened here in the United States. It's shocking. I don't think it should surprise any of us that the government would consider that to be a potential act of terrorism.
Iran has denied funneling arms to Yemeni rebels. University of Denver International Affairs Professor Jonathan Edelman said changes in Saudi policy are part of a regional realignment underway.
The Saudis, under the Crown Prince, is basically saying we want to go the modern way. Clearly, he's aligning himself strongly with the United States and also with the Israelis.
The Security Council is to meet Wednesday to discuss the humanitarian situation in Yemen, where the Saudi-led coalition has closed access to the country's sea, land, and airports to halt the flow of weapons shipments. Jens Larke is with the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
And if these channels, these lifelines, are not kept open, it is catastrophic for people who are already in what we have already labeled the world's worst humanitarian crisis.
An estimated 7 million people in Yemen face famine. The U.S. has said tentative support for a boost in the U.N. peacekeeping presence in Central African Republic, where the MINUSCA mission has been plagued by repeated allegations of sex abuse. The Security Council is considering increasing the force by 900 troops. This is VOA News.